I've always believed that everyone deserves to retire comfortably, and that's a big reason why I'm in mortgage broking, because I love people. I love seeing people succeed. I like seeing people plan for the future.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we continue the conversation with our guest, Alex Velinjeski, to delve more into the strategic approaches he has when it comes to almost fail-proof investing, the eye-opening familiar situations that drive him to help others through mortgage broking, and his own personal investing plans for the future. Highlighting the importance of long-term thinking when considering opportunities for investing, Velinjeski shares his thought process and strategy when it comes to investing.
When I bought my first interstate property, that was more so of a strong yield, long-term capital growth type of play. The properties that I bought from there were more so properties that could have more opportunity for capital growth with sacrificing a bit of that rental yield, if that makes sense. So it was properties that were close to train stations that were rezoned for apartments. That's more so of a long-term play of essentially thinking that maybe not this cycle, maybe not the next cycle, but the cycle after, there could be an opportunity here whereby a developer might be interested. But the biggest rule I had was that was more so of a bonus. I needed at least my interest to be covered by the rent. And as long as the interest component was covered by the rental income that I was receiving, my holding costs were low. So I wasn't essentially making a speculative type of purchase and hoping for that day to come, because it was still a good investment, even if it was never purchased by a developer, if that makes sense.
He adds that whilst he fundamentally aims to purchase property that can provide him with a buy and a property regardless of rezoning changes, he focuses on the long-term outcome.
The properties that I purchased from there consistent more of a rezoned type of property. The last few purchases have been in the Moreton Bay region, close to the water, in those rezoned pockets, close to that new train station that was established a couple of years ago.
Yep, yep. So most of the properties purchased were all in the Moreton Bay area, is that what you're saying?
The last two were. And the three before that in Queensland were around the Logan area.
Owning quite a few properties across Queensland, Velinjeski explains what his future portfolio plans are and how he aims to achieve them.
The next purchase that I'm looking at potentially doing will be, I think, commercial, in order to diversify the portfolio a bit more. And it possibly would be looking at purchasing that commercial property in Sydney. With the market correcting in certain pockets. With that in mind, there are opportunities that are coming about in the market at the moment, and I'm just ready to seize an opportunity when that right one comes about.
He explains while he plans to bring in more cash flow by purchasing commercially, he's also looking for properties that offer capital growth.
I think a mixture of cash flow and good potential for upside capital growth as well. Cash flow is important, but I always look at that capital growth side of things. My dad said that it's good that you get good rental yield, but majority of your money is made on the capital growth. So you got to always have that in mind. So I'm looking at a commercial property that's potentially close to a train station in Sydney that might not necessarily have the right zoning for a development at the moment, but is in that proximity to the city, that it's not too far out, that in the next few property cycles that could get rezoned. But while it's not rezoned, it's still got good rental yield that will keep my holding costs quite low.
With such a thought-out strategy in play, Velinjeski explains the why behind his hard work and how witnessing his dad's success in investing inspired him to help others.
I've always believed that everyone deserves to retire comfortably, and that's a big reason why I'm in mortgage broking, because I love people. I love seeing people succeed. I like seeing people plan for the future. I always look at my father's situation. If he hadn't bought those properties and he is close to retirement age at the moment, he would be focusing or relying on his superannuation to retire. And these days in Sydney, that's just not enough. Cost of living is increasing here, so you can't just rely on your super to retire. So seeing his journey of investing in property early on has allowed him now to retire not just on his super but on a strong rental return where he can retire without that financial stress.
Posing as such an inspirational figure in his life, he shares that his father does more than just encourage him to buy more property.
I think he's the one that tells me to slow down a little bit now, to be honest. No, I'm just kidding. He's very supportive of my decisions, which is great. It's good to have his support when I make a decision. And I don't make decisions lightly. There's a lot of thought that goes behind it. There's a lot of calculations that I do in the background. It has to make sense from a few different angles. But he's a great support.
However, while Vilenjeski is more than happy to be in the property world now, he shares that it wasn't always the case and his initial purchasing plans at 19 were quite different.
I didn't want to buy a property when I was 19. Yeah, I wanted to buy a car. I had saved up quite a bit of money from the business and I wanted to buy a car, as every probably 19-year-old would like to. And I had enough, which I was fortunate enough at that time to have enough to buy the car that I wanted. But again, my dad said, no, look into a property. Long-term wise, it'll be a great decision. And I said, I'm 19. There's enough time to buy a property later on. But I really then sat down and thought about it. And I said, well, I've got a good opportunity here. I feel lucky now that I did listen to him and I did make the choice to go into property investment at that young age, because it really did set me up and gave me that opportunity in 2015 to capitalize on that growth that I wouldn't have had if I didn't make a choice then to buy these last five properties. So, yeah, it was a great decision.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard to say until you look back in hindsight and go, wow, you know, the difference between a car and a property, the car would have been depreciated over 5 years compared to, say, maybe a property that has appreciated over 5 years and the amount of capital growth you would have got. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. So I did put my money in definitely the better vehicle.
On another note, aside from having his father's mentorship along the way, Vilenjeski adds that there were a few other property gurus that he has followed so far in his journey.
There was always people that you had heard that had bought 10, 20 properties, and I'd always go to seminars to see how they're doing it. So it seemed like they were following that consistent path of buying properties with good yield and potential long-term capital growth upside. So probably a good mentor. I do listen to Terry Ryder a lot. I like his advice on where to buy a property. It's very similar to the way I think, and I love listening to him talk. He's probably a good type of industry expert that I follow quite closely.
Excellent. Yeah.
Similar to people like him, but yeah, I think he's the main one.
Yeah, he's definitely got a very, very good hot spotting as per se, his website, to help with giving, you know, interesting advice on which properties to or which locations to buy. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's up to us to make that final decision.
That's right. Exactly right. It provides good information and he says it as it is, which I like. It's quite black and white, which is pretty good.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve deeper into Alex Vilenjeski's property journey and the personal habits he has in place that contribute to his success.
Having a structured day definitely has, and being consistent. Consistency, I think, is a big thing in life. Being consistent in what you do is very important.
How he managed to grow his own mortgage broking business.
I was extremely passionate about helping people. That came first no matter what. and delivering excellent customer service. So I always believed at the start that if I delivered exceptional and great customer service, that people would refer and the business will just grow from there.
What drives him to bet a high risk for a high reward?
I'm excited to go into the commercial market. It was a market that I always thought was quite risky.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Shum and you're listening to Property Invest Story. So knowledgeable in his expertise, another area Velenjeski states he has gotten his information from in regards to property investing and life are from a few books.
There's a book that comes to mind. One's called Real Estate Mistakes. That was by Neil Genman. I read that a long time ago. So Neil's an industry expert as well, which I like listening to and reading some of his books. I read that a very long time ago. I've obviously read the popular books, but not so property, but Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I like what he has to say. And the other ones don't really come to mind at the moment.
Aside from the mental and educational side of things, Velenjeski admits that an important aspect to his journey and success is his personal habit of ensuring his day is structured.
Having a structured day definitely has, and being consistent. Consistency, I think, is a big thing in life. Being consistent in what you do is very important. So especially in business, what we do every day, we do it consistently well. We don't fall off the mark anytime. But having a structured day, a planned out day, knowing what your tasks are, I believe is extremely important. So, yeah, I think that it's a very big quality to have consistency and structure.
He reveals that it was these types of habits, as well as his genuine passion for helping others, that really allowed him to excel as a mortgage broker and to get to where he is now.
I was extremely passionate about helping people. That came first no matter what. And delivering excellent customer service. So I always believed at the start that if I delivered exceptional and great customer service, that people would refer and the business would just grow from there. Yeah, and I didn't know at the time. It's like trying something that you don't really know what the result's going to be. But if you always have the client's best interests at heart and you deliver that great customer service and those great consumer outcomes, it really does work. People do recommend you to their family and friends, and that's where the business has grown. 90% of our business comes from customer referrals, so they've taken my business to another level in the last couple of years. But that was a big thing, and I was really passionate in what I was doing. I really enjoy what I do. I wake up every day, excited to go to work, and that's after 4 years of really having some intense working hours every day trying to grow a business. But you have challenging times. Obviously everything doesn't always go right in my line of work. There are some deals that don't always go to plan, but having that, I think, passion and really wanting to help people is really rewarding and something that I love doing.
And it sounds like hard work and commitment and customer service has definitely all paid off for you.
Yeah, very long hours at the start. My hours consisted of 12, 14-hour days consistently, 6-7 days a week for the first year. But, it seemed as though that it didn't seem like hard work at the time. It seemed like I was really enjoying what I was doing. So, and which I still continue to enjoy, with even more volume coming into our business now, doing record volumes in our business to what we were doing before. That passion and that enjoyment is still there.
Thinking back to the best piece of advice he's ever received, Velenjeski explains how implementing this piece of advice into his life has helped him both in general and along his property journey.
I think the best advice that I ever received was to provide respect to everyone that you meet, and always do the right thing by people. So doing the right thing by people, I think, is extremely important, not just in business, but in your personal life. If you've got the best intentions at heart, you'll succeed in making great relationships. And I think that's something that my father always taught me. You always have to do the right thing by people, have respect. People that have helped you, always remember that. And I think that's essentially how I've lived my life growing up, and the business ethic that I've had growing the business has always been putting people first, and really wanting to see them being happy and achieving great outcomes. So yeah, I think that's the biggest advice that I've received, and yeah, one of the best advice.
Aside from the best advice he's ever received from someone else, Valenjeski tells us what advice he would have given himself 10 years ago.
I would probably say I take my job quite seriously. When I started my business, I was very serious in terms of making sure everything went right. I think some time went past where I would say that I could have done things a bit better if I had maybe a bit more balance in my life in those couple of first years. And I could have made my job a bit more fun looking back at it now. But yeah, when you're growing a business at the time and when you're immersed in there, I think that obsession of making sure everything goes right takes over. But knowing what I know now, I probably could have done things a bit differently. So I would have told myself 10 years ago that maybe enjoy it a bit more than taking it that serious.
Yes, and that's really good advice. Oh, it's great. It's great. I resonate with that very, very well, because building any business is not easy. And I know that those first few years when you start building up something like that takes a lot out of you. But it's only in hindsight I look back at it and go, oh, I wish I didn't do this and this and this. But, you know, it's all learning lessons.
Yeah, I mean, you're happy about the outcomes. You're happy about everything that you've achieved and the clients that you've helped out. But I think you can still do that and, have a bit more balance in your life. So I think, I would probably have done that a bit differently.
Thinking ahead this time, he also shares what he's most looking forward to in his property career.
I'm excited to go into the commercial market. It was a market that I always thought was quite risky. Commercial tends to have more vacancy rates and that element of extra risk. But I'm really excited to tap that market, not only to diversify my portfolio. I think there's good opportunities coming around in Sydney. So I think that's going to be a very exciting time for my property investment journey in the coming future.
With so much success in his property journey thus far and much more to look forward to, Valenjeski spills the details on whether or not he believes his success has occurred from skill and intelligence or from luck.
Oh, I'd like to say that it's all my skill. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I think you need a degree of luck somewhere. It definitely comes into play somewhere. But however, I think knowledge, skill, has a lot to do with it. I invested an extremely long time when I started the business to make sure that I'm properly equipped in helping my clients delivering the best consumer outcomes. There was a lot of training, there was a lot of practical experience that went into it. So I think that's a huge thing. And I had a background in accounting. I come from a family of accountants, so there's a lot of study that went into being prepared to do what I do. And obviously that investment journey has helped me help investors gain finance as well. So combining that mortgage broking knowledge, investing knowledge to help people achieve those outcomes. So there is, I think, a lot of it is knowledge and capability and competence. However, there always is that small degree of luck that has to go in your way, I think. And I don't know what that is. Maybe if you always have, as I said before, the good intentions create good luck at the end.
On a final note, in regards to his mortgage broking business, Aventus, Velenjeski mentions what he believes makes his business stand out from the crowd.
I think it's our success and statistics. When we were speaking to the banks recently, we found out that the quality of loans that we submit through are definitely much higher than the industry standard, which was great to hear. Over 95% of loans that we submit to the banks get approved. So there's a lot of background work that goes into preparing an application in the best possible way to get you the best possible chance of getting approved. You really have one go at getting an approval, so you got to make sure that your application is presented in the best possible way. And with our credit knowledge, there's a lot of work that I've done in developing our credit skill, making sure we know credit policy inside out, knowing what bank has certain appetite at a particular point in time. Some banks don't want investment loans at a particular point in time, some do. You've got to really know where you're taking a deal and what niche you're exploring in a particular bank. So I think that's an extremely good thing that we do well. That's something that we're really proud of, and the banks really reward us in that, in terms of making sure that our applications get looked at faster. We can deliver great speedy service. Average time of approval is 24 to 48 hours once we submit the loan, so your application isn't sitting there for a long time. And after it gets picked up by an assessor, after a day or so, it usually gets approved on the first go without any type of rework, because we supply everything that needs to be supplied and we explain the deal really well at the start. So I think that's something that we really try to emphasize and do well.
He also adds why making sure everything runs smoothly the first time is so important for his clients.
If you get it wrong the first time, it's very hard to go to a different lender as well if you get declined by one bank. So it's very important to get it right at the start, making sure you get the structure right. That's a big thing for investors as well. I come around a lot of loans that haven't been structured correctly at the start, and it's quite difficult trying to untangle that later on. So a lot of our work is trying to get structures that haven't been done right at the start into a more viable type of structure for the client from a tax perspective. So it's so much better getting it right at the start, because I've seen these type of deals go wrong when they haven't been structured correctly.
With such exceptional service, the desire to help others grow in their property journey, and the results to show for it, you can contact Alex Velenjeski or his mortgage broking business via the following methods.
They can call me directly. My mobile number is 0404-318-249. Or they can visit the website. My business is called Aventus Financial, and it's spelled E-V-E-N Funnelli T-U-S. So you can go to www.aventusfinancial.com.au or Google us. They'll find us on Google. And we're more than happy to help anyone that will require our assistance in gaining finance, whether that's purchasing their first investment, purchasing multiple investment properties. We're here to help.
Thank you so much to Alex Velenjeski, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com.